How can I decide on what's right when you're clouding up my mind? I can't when you're losing fight all the time. Nor could I ever own what's mine when you're always taking sides. But you won't take away my pride, and not this time. Not this time, yeah. How did we get here? I used to know you so well. How did we get here? I think I know.
And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaus and Monique Donnelly. And that was the one and only Colton Dixon from American Idol. Yeah.
Man, what a voice.
Oh, my goodness. What a gift. What a heart. And just it's one of those young soldiers that are out there that's just doing it. You know, just I'm just so blessed to see these young people just coming up and saying, you know what, I'm taking the cross and I'm just walking with it.
I think it's ideally because it's exactly what we're talking about. This is a creative artist with talent out the wazoo, and he's
there's that wazoo again.
I don't know where it is, but it's come out.
Well, and the thing that I loved hearing him say was when he first sang and he felt that overwhelming, you know, the presence of the Holy Spirit. That is what I love to hear when when you sense somebody fulfilling their calling and feeling that. You get energized when you're fulfilling your calling in life. And that's what this is about, is encouraging people to find their talent, to find what God has called them to do and use it and be creative with it and let God use you.
You know, each week we're going to have a guest. We've had a guest on ever since we started the show. And we just feel like that Rod and I and Monique feel like that's our calling, too, that God has called us to encourage and to support one another as Christian artists. WorshipFactory.net does just that. I mean, if you go there, you can see the website. And then go in and get connected. Go to the social networking site. Get connected. Check out the artists that have been on. Check out the artists that are coming up. And also, one of the things that we have planned to do and what God has called on our heart is also to bring in pastors and leaders that are out there as well, not only just from the vocal and the worship, because I believe that worship is how we worship. It doesn't have to be in music. I mean, you can be in prayer and worship. You can be in preaching and worship. You can be in your day-to-day life and worship.
Right.
Whatever it is, worship is worship. A lot of people get the misconception that worship happens to be music or something
Sunday
on
morning.
The stage or Sunday morning worship, right? It's not just every day of your life that you should be worshiping. But so that being said, we are so fortunate to bring in pastors that are just such great leaders as well. And there's a church up in real life called Real Life Church up in Valencia, California, which we all go to, we happen to be members of. But there's a leader there that we happen to have in studio with us that has been such an inspiration to my son John and Marianne and so many young people that are in Real Life Church, and has written a book, has written not only preaches just amazingly on the stage. Sometimes you have to slow him down because he talks so fast. Sometimes
need a dictionary.
You have to thumb through real quick. What did he just say? Hold on. But anyway, we're privileged to have Michael DeFazio, our pastor, our leader from one of our leaders from Real Life Church, and he also. We want to talk about his book. We want to talk about his life. We want to talk about his calling. He did a series. In fact, you can check out the series on Worship Factory, which is Jesus in 3D.
Right.
Being artists and creatives.
And we're going to see
3D.
If we can get the video and put that on our website.
So,
great.
Michael DeFazio, welcome to Worship Factory.
It's great to be with you guys. I have been excited about the project, the mission that you guys have kind of taken on. And it's just, it's encouraging always to see the many different ways God brings us all together. And it's a joy to be here. Good to be with you guys.
You know, you've been such a blessing in my son's life. I mean, John's life. You'll talk to him a little bit more, and hopefully you'll sit in the Exposed segment next segment. But I just so thank you as a father. You know, it's amazing when you have someone. You know, our children, you try and do the best you can do as a father, and we always fall short. And sometimes they don't listen to us, whether we want them to or not. But people like yourselves are leading these young people in a direction, and I as a father, I thank you for that very much.
Yeah, well, that's my pleasure, and it's I hope you know how much joy it brings me to hear that, and that's my story. I came from a broken home. and really lacked in many ways that positive father figure. And even for those who've had it, like your son, outside young men or old men or whatever in between, coming alongside those guys and saying, hey, you know, let me tell you a few things I've learned. Let's walk together in this path. Has always been something I've always wanted to do. I learned years ago I'm never not cool or fun enough to be a youth minister, so I don't do it by vocation in that sense. But it's always been a part of my role, whether I've been involved in any sort of thing. I always try to pull in some guys who are a bit younger and kind of take them a little bit further along the path.
Take us through that story of yourself. You just mentioned that because there is a lot of creatives and a lot of people out there that go through divorce and kids growing up, especially in this day and age. It's really sad, but we are broken. You know, broken homes are all over, and it's at the forefront of our country. What was it like? Where did you grow up? Tell me a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, the quick version is I grew up in the middle of the country. Grew up in Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and born to a large, loud Italian family. We had a lot of fun. We love well and passionately, but at the same time, it was a broken home. And for me, that definitely shaped me, you know, the sort of hole that's left in your life and your heart, whatever you want to call it, from the lack of some of those primary relationships. Wonderful mother, and just had father and stepfathers who either weren't there or tried their best, but really, in some cases, did more harm than good. Right. So the process of forgiveness for going through that is always good, but I think the men who were able to come into my life and pull me along is outside of God's spirit, you know, itself, is probably what I credit with me being where I'm at. And felt at a young age in the middle of my high school years that ministry was more than just going to be more than just a volunteer thing for me. This was what I was going to do with my life, and committed to that, went through the process, went to college there in the middle of the country in Ozark Christian College in Joplin. I came out here to California 5 years ago, did grad school out here, and have been working at the church ever since. And yeah, that's the 32nd version. So many details, so many ups and downs and highs and lows, and married for 7 going on 8 years. We just welcomed our young daughter in the world. She turned 1 last week, and she's gorgeous. And I'm now experiencing that from the other side of as a father, just wanting to do right by her, and hoping and praying that God brings other people into her life that fix what I screw up. So.
You know, that story itself, you and your beautiful wife had a tough time trying to also have children, and now finally this beautiful birth and this brought in this beautiful daughter into the world. That's just incredible to be able to have that story. I'd love to be able to get into that at some time as well, and that's an incredible story. But I'd also like to know, you know, we just had the series at Real Life. Again, we are with Michael DeFazio, Pastor Michael DeFazio of Real Life Church, and you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5. But I'd like to know about Jesus in 3D. Mm-hmm. How did that come about? Because Jesus in 2D, Jesus in 3D.
Right. And the whole idea was birthed at a retreat, a pastor's retreat, into last year. And it was our lead pastor, Rusty George, had this real sense that many people kind of see Jesus as this myth or icon or story, maybe a great story, but still just something disconnected from who we are. And he really was trying to explore the possibility of doing a series where we just tried to make it clear that Jesus is a real person. Mm. At times we either over or underemphasize the divinity and humanity of Jesus. And he felt at the time like we needed to spend some time focusing on Jesus's humanity. What does it mean for him to be real? And so that's where the Jesus in 3D idea was birthed. We really decided that we're going to try to reveal, not make him three-dimensional, because he certainly already is, but reveal the ways in which he is. And so on the weekends, we did the messages that identified different aspects of Jesus's human experience, his anger, his passion, his graciousness, his temptation, these kinds of things. And then with the book to come alongside that, we felt like it would be beneficial to provide some kind of resource that gave an overview of the life and ministry of Jesus, of just when he came, what is it that he did, and how does that make sense of who he is? And so it's the goal of the book is really to take the presentation of Jesus that we get in the Bible, in the Gospels specifically, Matthew, mm-hmm. Mark, Luke, and John, and to try to step back and look at that as a whole and give kind of an overview of what he was about, what he was up to, what he was about. And the idea there is that for folks who have kind of read those at times and probably been confused by some of what we've read, mm-hmm. If you could come away from those, spend some time with the book, hopefully the book will send you back to the Gospels with a better understanding of how it all fits together. Things like the kingdom of God, which was the central theme of his ministry, and understanding how that relates to the different aspects, the teaching, the miracles, the healings, the arguments, and then ultimately, obviously, the death and resurrection. Trying to pull that all together into one was the goal of the book.
And there's a 3D video series as well. You can go to Real Life Church and check it out as well. As we can go to Worship Factory. We also provide it up on worshipfactory.net as well for you for your convenience. You can also buy the book in the package on Amazon.com. Again, it is called Jesus in 3D. You know, as a creative artist and as a brother that's written several books and the writing process, I'd like to know, get into your head a little bit about the writing process of doing this book. What did it take? Where did it start? What was the process for you?
Well, I'll start in the short term and then kind of back it up. The book itself, we decided in December and January to do this series. We did the series starting in March. And so I was doing other things. I'd just taken on a new role overseeing our home groups, our life groups in January. So it took me about a month to even get my hands around all that. So when February hit, it was time to write. And literally locked myself in a room upstairs in my house and just wrote, all day long. And from the moment I started typing to the moment we got the book, it was about 6 weeks. So it was a microwaved process.
Wow.
But it was certain. Obviously, that's impossible to just look at that small segment of it, because what it had come from was a class I'd taught a couple times at the church. Once was when I met John, and we just walked through the life and teachings of Jesus. And so that class became kind of the outline of the book itself. And that class was the culmination of 6 or 7 years of focused study. I mean, this has been the thing that's consumed me ever since, college, grad school. It's been the thing I've probably read the most about. So it was unexpected to see the way in which God kind of brought this part of my journey to fruition in a book. Was not really what I expected at that point. But, man, it was a joy. It was a ride. It was crazy. It was fun.
Yeah, the two things that I heard, even from Colton, is God will do unexpectedly amazing things in your life.
Yeah, he will.
If you give him your passion, if you say, here I am, give me your passion, God will use it. And as long as we give him glory, he's going to use us.
He will. And it's those small moments of preparation and hard work and projects that don't ever come to anything publicly. Those are the ways that God really takes those experiences and shapes us into the kind of people who are ready for the moment. And that's so key.
And you are listening to Pastor Michael DeFazio from Real Life Church up in Valencia, California. You are listening to worshipfactory.net. This is Kim DeBrien with Rod Schreck and I also Monique Donnelly. Get online, get connected at worshipfactory.net. And again, Michael's book, Jesus in 3D, is available on Amazon.com. Go to Real Life Church, go to worshipfactory.net and check it out. Buy a copy. I guarantee you would not regret it.
Yeah.
It's an amazing series, amazing, incredible series. And we'll be right back, in fact, with more on our Exposed segment with Michael DeFazio and Colton Dixon. We'll be right back. Worshipfactory.net.
One day soon. One day soon. One day soon. Things are gonna change. They're gonna change. Searching for answers, praying for rain. Beyond the horizon, I see better days. Us standing together to pray on the change.
And Rod, we're so excited this week to have our first ever sponsor of Worship Factory Radio and T-Rex Body Shop up in Valencia, California. How cool is that?
Yeah, T-Rex is owned and operated by our good friend Eddie Giraldo. He is a drummer and a musician as well and a good brother. So we invite you to give him your business. If your car needs to be repaired, you need somebody you can trust, Eddie's the guy to go to. T-Rex Body Shop. That's T-W-R-E-C-K-S. So it's a play on the monster T-Rex, but right, spelled differently. And he's located out in Santa Clarita. It's worth the drive to have somebody you can trust. Let me give you his phone number. It's 661-250-4796. And you can go see him online, too, at T-Rex Body. That's T-W-R-E-C-K-S-body.com. So let me give you that phone number again. Just make sure you have it. 661-250-4796. Give Eddie a call. He'll take care of you.
He's
T-Rex Body Shop.
Quality you can trust. Go check him out.